Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. I thank you once again for taking time out of your schedules. I tell you, so much is going on nowadays. It's early in the morning. So many want to sleep in. I know that babe wanted to hug me this morning, and I wanted to let it hug me too. But I just thank you just for joining in on this last Sunday of the month, August the 28th. Lord, time is flying by. If you took it time out of your schedule to call in and join on Crown Talk and Drums Radio to listen and hear the Holy Spirit and I speak Jesus Christ. Amen. The Anointed One. I just thank God for the Anointed One. This is for such a time as this ministry, and my name is Theresa Cunningham. I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to share of his goodness, his living word that brings the very life, the Zoe of himself. I just thank him this morning, hallelujah, as he is continues to encourage me, and hallelujah, as he's encouraging me with his word, he helps me to encourage others. Yes, for such a time as this. And I just thank him. Can't thank him enough. Hallelujah. With all that's going on around us, in our families, in life, in this world, all that we're hearing in our country and countries abroad, God's word, hallelujah, is being manifested. And if there's ever a time that we need, hallelujah, to hear his living word, and be involved in fervent prayer in this world, that time is now. So I always say, I hope you come to join in with your spiritual ears open to hear and to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you and me today, or this early morning before we begin to go out about our day. Hallelujah. The Lord is just well. The Lord is wanting to talk about things this morning. When your mind goes to things, I guess I know what we think about, things, stuff. But we're going to go into prayer right now, hallelujah, before we come into the word of God. Father, we just thank you this morning for another opportunity, hallelujah, that you've given us to expound on yourself. God, we just thank you, hallelujah. I surrender myself to you, God, hallelujah, as you lead me and guide me with the spoken word. God, we just thank you for waking us up to see another day, hallelujah. We are in our right minds, hallelujah. We have the activities of our limbs. We don't take any of that for granted. We have a roof over our head. Father, we just thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, who supplies us with all things that pertain to this life and godliness. We thank you for it, God. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for your shalom peace overshadowing us even now. Hallelujah. So as you, Holy Spirit, and I, hallelujah, go forward now to encourage your people, those who have come to join in or maybe listening in on the broadcast later. God, we just thank you, hallelujah, that you have given the word for such a time as this. It's in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Things. My, my, my. So I'm going to start out in the book of 2 Corinthians. And I'm going to be breaking into the scripture, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to start at the 5th verse. And this is Paul and Timothy in Corinth, encouraging them. Hallelujah. The 5th verse out of the King James Version. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, hallelujah, this light of the gospel, this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's all about you, Jesus. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. And then I'm just going to go on down to the 16th verse. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. And I just want us to meditate on that, and hallelujah, and feast on that of the things, hallelujah. The scripture here is talking about the persecutions and the things that we go through in life, and hallelujah, we're going to have tests, and it's going to be things going on, but we're not to lose heart. That's what Paul and Timothy are encouraging the saints of Corinth about. And so the Lord is wanting me to encourage us. He's given a little flip to this thing, though. But first and foremost, the main important thing is that we know that this glory, this light that we have on the inside of us, hallelujah, that God has given us the opportunity in these frail vessels that are deteriorating every day. We should be coming more and more like Christ, hallelujah, the anointed one, day by day. So these light afflictions that we deal with are only for a moment, hallelujah. We're not living for here. We're just here, down here, preparing. We're in the dressing room right now, getting ready to meet our King. He's coming back, and we have to be ready. Ready or not, he's coming. Hallelujah. And I want us to be as people that's ready and not get caught up in these temporal moments of trials, tribulations, and temptations. They're going to come. But the greater one is on the inside of us. And we don't preach about us. We preach about him. And that's where our strength is. He is our power. So from that, he is our strength. He's everything we need. He's our life source. Hallelujah. And I just thank him for being my life source today. I can only talk personally about it with my personal experience. And we all have one. Amen. But I just want to ask you a question. Hallelujah. I like asking questions. When you think about the things in this life that really matter, when you really think about what really matters, what really adds value, amen, beyond having your basic needs met, your basic necessities, are they things that are seen? Are they things that are unseen? Think about that. I say they're unseen. For example, I'm going to ask you, can you see love? We know God is love. God loved the world so much he sent us Jesus, his only begotten son, that whosoever shall accept him, hallelujah, into their life will not perish, but they'll have everlasting life. But we can't see love. We can sense it. We see the effects of love. But we can't see it. We only see it in action. We only see it being operated. Amen. God gave it to us. He is love. Amen. It's on the inside of us. Amen. And I thank God for it because love is spiritual. That's why we can't see it. It's a spiritual thing. That's what we're talking about. Amen. We need to build our lives on these things, hallelujah, that are not seen. Remember the scriptures talking about that. Sometimes we get caught up so much in what we're dealing with and what we're going through, we forget this is temporary. And everything we see, hallelujah, is temporary. Things are temporary. We need to keep our eyes on eternal things, as I mentioned, such as love, joy, and peace. All these things are not visible. They're spiritual. Everything that we see in this world right now, as even I'm looking at this computer screen and back and forth down into the scripture and some of my notes, amen. Everything we see is temporary. I don't know what you might be moving around and looking at different things, but everything you're looking at is temporal. Amen. It's temporary. It's going to pass. Even our loved ones, they're going to pass away. We're going to have a new spiritual body. We may know them when we get to heaven. When we make it, that's what we're striving to do and working to do and living to do. Amen. All by grace of God. Amen. Everything's going to pass away before our very eyes. But what are we doing now? Hallelujah. To be prepared to meet our Creator. Everything down here in this visible world is only temporary, and it's going to fade away. But spiritual qualities, amen, that's what's real in our soul. Hallelujah. That's our true food. Amen. In our soulish realm. What is the soulish realm, you may ask? I'm glad you asked. It's our mind, our will, and our emotions. God wants that, our mind, to be led by Him. Have this mind in you that is also in Christ Jesus. That is what He said tells us in the Word. That mind, hallelujah, of Christ to instruct us. Amen. That's what He wants us to have. And the only way we're going to have it is we're going to have to spend time in His Word and allow Him to change us from the inside out. Our will. Sometimes we are selfish. The message I heard on last Sunday, hallelujah, He was talking about how we're born selfish. The pastor was preaching that message. We are born a selfish people. Lord have mercy. Help us. But we have to unlearn being selfish. Hallelujah. And that's why we have the Holy Spirit. He teaches us the love of God. He teaches us that joy. He teaches us that peace. He gives it to us. It's already on the inside of us. That earthen vessel, that glory of God that we carry on the inside of us. Hallelujah. The light of the glorious gospel. That's why we have to study and meditate on this word day and night. Hallelujah. The word of God is our keeper. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's that light unto our pathway. Amen. And the word of God is forever going to stand. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth, this temporary state, these things we see, it's going to pass away. But God's word, hallelujah, the very life of God Himself is what's going to stand forever. And I just thank God. We take God at His word, hallelujah, and what He says to us, hallelujah, over again. When you think about it, my mind goes back to when you think about things, these things that we can possess while we're here. God promised us that we would have these things. You know, He gave us things on this life that pertain to this life. Amen. He gives us things. We believe Him for things. He gives us these things to be not masters over, but we kind of are masters over things. Hallelujah. We're stewards over them. And He gives us the ability to do the right things with what He gives us and take care of what He gives us. And my mind went back when I was thinking about this. When I first got my first car, I was a junior in high school, hallelujah, in 11th grade. And I got my 1970 Nova, Chevrolet Nova. That little thing, it was an old car, it was a used car, but it was new to me. And I just thank God for it. I took care of it. I appreciate it more because I had to pay for it, I believe. Sometimes nowadays you give children things and they don't appreciate it. It's like they just don't take care of it. They don't have respect that you worked hard and you earned money to give them this or that or supply this or that. And they just turn around and smack you in the face with it. But guess what? Temporary too. I just thank God this morning. But I was thinking about that car and how when I first got it, I was so happy and so joyous. But that car ended up, you know, the motor started giving me problems. I kept it for some years, but then it started giving me problems. The engine, it started smoking. As much as I took care of it, how I took it and got my regular oil changed, I still do that today. My brother taught me how to clean my car. I was shining my car like a guy. But my brothers taught me that. I didn't have sisters. I had brothers. And they taught me how to clean a car. And so I know how to clean a car. I had that thing shining. People would think somebody else done it. But I took care of it. I was a steward over that car. But then when it started giving me problems, I said, okay, it was passing away. It was time to let it go and give it up. That just shows us that things, sometimes we get something brand new. I remember when I got my first brand new vehicle. Hey, man, smelled so good. You kept smelling that newness every time you get in. But after a few years, the newness just wore off. But I still took care of that car. But the point I'm trying to make is we get excited over everything in this material world. Something's new. I don't care what it is. New. We are in newness. Amen. God is doing new beginnings even now. We get excited when it's a new beginning. Some new beginnings bring a little uneasiness or a little bit of, I don't want to say anything negative, but you're trying to figure out, okay, God, what you doing right here? It brings a little on-edgedness, so to speak. But, you know, just saying that the material things in this world wear off. It just does. You get excited, you appreciate, but you want to keep appreciating. Even when you get married in relationship, a new marriage, you appreciate that man. You appreciate that woman. Well, why does that fade? You in covenant relationship. You should want to appreciate that man and that woman for years to come. For one of you leave this earth, trials and tests going to come in your relationship. It's going to fade too. But the love shouldn't fade. That's the key here. The love that we don't see is just something that we sense. It's just something. It's spiritual. Love is spiritual. Joy is spiritual. Peace is spiritual. It all comes from God. Amen. We see the effect of it. Amen. And that's it. But we don't see it. So guess what? It's not going to pass. And that's what God wants us to ooze with. His love, his joy, his peace in the midst of whatever's going on in our lives. I thank God for this morning. He just blessed me. I had a moment on yesterday. I had a tree taken down that my husband and I had been talking about taking down. And it took the yard guy all day. His saw, something was wrong with his saw. He had to keep stopping, put the chain back on. It took him, he was here from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock. 7 hours. 7 hours. Oh, my gosh. But it got completed. That just came to me. But as we had moved the Titan, which was my husband's older truck, need some work done on it. We moved it and the trailer was hooked to it, moved it out, had to jump it off. But my point is to keep starting it up, to keep it from the battery from dying. We had to move it out up on the top of the driveway. And it was so dirty, that tree, it just covered it with leaves and everything. But to make a long story short, as I was over there just trying to clean it up a little bit and I took this car wash long stick brush that my husband had and we would wash it with it sometimes. I took it and got all them leaves off of it and the dust and I just got so start, my mind just went back. I just start crying and weeping, thinking about the ministry and how we did street ministry and the trailer and the, how we would haul up and pack up and just get out on the street and minister, and how we would get the trailer loaded up the night before and get it prepared to go out and minister and minister to the homeless, and just how the God would lead us to go. Sometimes we would go have fellowship out in the park and witness in the park. My mind was just going back. And the times we would just laugh or roll, we'd be sitting in that truck traveling and going down the road to other cities and ministering the gospel and, hallelujah, taking the gospel to churches in other cities. My mind was just going, and I was just crying. I said, God, I thank you. I was just thinking about my husband and the time that we had. Amen. The time of ministry, all about ministry and doing what thus saith the Lord. I don't care where we are in life. We have to get the word out, but it has to be rooted and grounded in us first. Amen. I just thank God for every moment, every opportunity that he reflects back, even in past, all that's good. Amen. I thank him. I had that moment. But see, that the relationship was temporary. One of us was going to leave here first. And my husband would always tell me, baby, I believe I'm going to get up out of here before you. He would say that in his healthy days. He would say that. And I was like, honey, you don't know that. Yes, I do. I just know I'm going to get up out of here before you. Even in our relationship, they're temporary. That's why we need to cultivate everything that we see that we're experiencing. But remember, the root of all the spirituality of it is the love that we can't see, but we get it from God. It's in our earthen temple. We house it. God allowed us to carry his love, his joy, his peace, that all is him on the inside of us. And he gives us the way. That's why we have tests. That's why we have trials. So he can bring us, hallelujah, forth as pure gold. They help to make us, hallelujah. That's why we have to make sure that we're investing our time and our talent, our love, our affection, my God, and our treasure in spiritual things that will last forever. What we're depositing into others, the spiritual things, that will last forever. I heard a testimony, a praise report yesterday. Little girl, 15 years old now. This is on a prayer line that I've been on for about 15 years or so. The young girl, she's 15 now. But when she was a little girl, when she would go to church, they would have prayer circles in the church. And she would always get in the prayer circle. Sometimes she had to be made to get in the prayer circle. But now that young girl is 15, and she's starting a prayer group herself. She got sick, and the little group she got going, one of her friends called her and just prayed with her over the phone. These are everlasting things. What are we depositing into our children? The seed that God has allowed us to have. Even when they grow up, we're still planting. We're still departing. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. We have to deposit spiritual things. This is just temporary down here. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. He is blessing me right now. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. We can't take the houses. We can't take the car. We can't take them into each. We can't even take the people into eternity with us. We can't. We have to stand before our Creator one-on-one. That's why it's good that our relationships are one-on-one, personal. Because when we go before our Creator, hallelujah, one-on-one, it's going to be. Hallelujah. And if we've been raised, I like how Colossians say it. I wrote this scripture down. If you've been raised up with Christ, you got to keep seeking the thing above where Christ is. He's seated at the right hand of God. So Colossians tells us, therefore, set your mind on the things that are above. That's part of that soulish realm. Our mind, our will, and our emotions. When our minds are set on the things above, and that Colossians said, not on the things on this earth. Hallelujah. That's what we have to do. Jesus is coming, and time is winding down. I was hearing that when I was a young girl, but it's more evident even now. So much is happening on this earth. It's like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah are coming back. We have to stay ready, saints of God. Amen. We have to stay ready. Amen. There were some other scriptures that the Lord had given me as well. The Holy Spirit, I just thank you. We in this process, we have to continue. As I brought up earlier, we are selfish creatures. And as we're learning to be unselfish, we learn that through learning how to love one another. That's a commandment. Amen. 1 John 3:23 says, this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us. Amen. That's a get to. I like the pastor even brought that out last week. Yeah, that's coming back to me too. He said the commandments aren't demandments. We aren't demanded. We have commandments to do these things. We're commanded, not demanded. That means we get to. We get the opportunity to. And I just thank God that these commandments he's given us, hallelujah, to help us to see him for who he truly is. Amen. That's what Jesus always lets us know. You have to love those who love you. If you just love those who love you, what credit is that to you? It's not. But sinners love those who love them. That's mentioned to us in Luke, the 6th chapter. Amen. Even sinners love their friends. Because being friends makes us, you know, when we have friends, we like having friends. We like having someone we can talk to. Amen. Or someone that we can share things with and open up to. Amen. Some people we can't do that with everybody. And if friends are far few in between that you can really talk to and kind of get a little naked with your business about. Amen. They know some of your flaws. Amen. It's okay. We need friends. We have to love. Amen. Hallelujah. God's love, hallelujah, needs to be just represented from us. And I just thank him this morning for his love. Amen. Hallelujah. That's on the inside of us. And we're preaching his love. We're exemplifying his love. Amen. His joy and his peace. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations, we're still showing forth the love of God. God cares about every detail of our life. He also tells us also in 1 John, I went on a little further, 4:18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. We know that fear brings torment. Amen. But God, hallelujah, in love, in perfect love, there is no fear. Amen. So that's what when we have to work about being intimidated or you hear people here dealing with low self-esteem and all that. But God gives us that perfect love that we have to share. And this word to share and help them understand. God said, in all your ways, get an understanding. He wants us to gain knowledge and wisdom through his word. But in all that getting, to get an understanding. Amen. And that's what the scripture is about. That's why Paul and Timothy was here. They were there to share the gospel and the light, the revealing of God's word to the Corinthians. And it's still being revealed to us today. And I thank God for that. His word can be so easily entreated into our hearts. when it's explained in a way, or he gives us the understanding in a way that we see it from the light of God's eyes. His word's not complicated. Sometimes we complicate it because we're not staying and meditating in it. We're not studying. We're not asking the Holy Spirit to help us. He's on the inside of us waiting, hallelujah, for us to ask for him to help us. And I just thank him that I can ask him to help me each and every day. Hallelujah. Each and every moment, I ask him to help me. I need his help. I believe you need his help too, whether you want it or not. We need God's help to make it in this earth today. Amen. I just thank him. There was another scripture. Yes. Hallelujah. And it was in 1 John 2. We go to 1 John 5. So I'm going to read 5 verses 1 through 3. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. There it is again. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Uh-oh. So guess what? His commandments are his ways of doing things, his precepts, his teachings. Those orders, his commandments are not grievous. They're not irksome. I like the Amplified Bible says they're not irksome or burdensome or oppressive. Amen. They don't weigh us down. Amen. You know why? Because everything he tells you is for your good and for my good and for your victory and for my victory. Everything he tells us is for our good. So why would it be grievous? Even if when we don't want to hear it. His word should not be grievous to us. He loves us so much. That's why he sent Jesus, which is his word in the flesh, himself manifested in the flesh. Jesus is the word manifested. He was talked about and he came about. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God knows what it takes to live in victory in this evil world. He knows what it takes. Church, saints, hallelujah, kingdom citizens. We are kingdom citizens. And guess what? He's the only one that knows what it takes. God is. He's the only one. The people that's in this world can't tell you how to live victoriously. They might can give you some nuggets on how to gain wealth and all this stuff, but how to live victoriously when it comes to the things of God, because they don't know how when they don't know Christ. Amen. Their focus is on that one other thing, increase. Our mind, we need to stay and keep our minds on God. Amen. That's the only thing that's going to take us through. Because what we're seeing now, even on this earth, we think it's bad. It's going to get worse. As long as Jesus tarries, it's going to get worse. We haven't seen nothing yet. That's why we have to get our minds tuned in. Amen. Amen. We have to get it tuned in and stay tuned in. Don't give up. Don't faint. Paul was even saying that in Corinthians. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Don't quit. Amen. Because of what's on the inside of us, this glorious light of the gospel that's been revealed in us. And we're revealing it to others as he's revealing it to us. God makes all things work, even in the middle of darkness. We talked about that. Amen. We mentioned that in what verse was that? Amen. Light always shines in darkness. In the 6th verse of 2 Corinthians 4. Light always shines. Hallelujah. All we have to do is follow his instructions, his commands, and the precepts and teachings of his word. Amen. That's all we have to do. And that's how God makes things work, when we're following his instructions. Hallelujah. We have to love one another. Hallelujah. We have to forgive one another just as he's given that. He loves us and he's forgiven us. How can we say we're going to make it into the kingdom when we're not loving on others? Amen. God will teach us even if we don't like ourselves. Sometimes a person can't love somebody because they don't love themselves. It's not about us, but it is about us. It's about us getting mess out of us, the things that don't line up with what God wants for us. I just thank him this morning that he is the greater one that's on the inside of us, leading us, guiding us by the person of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's indwelling us even now. The light of the glorious gospel is in us even now. And I just thank you. The commandments are not grievous, people of God. They're not grievous for us. They're there to help us. They're there to keep us. His word is our keeper. Amen. And I want to be kept. He will keep those who want to be kept. I desire to be kept. And I believe a few of those of you connected in want to be kept too. So if we can just continue to walk in that love that's been shed abroad in our hearts, we'll have that joy every day. Amen. Every day. Even in the midst. It doesn't matter what's going on. Even when I had that moment yesterday, I started praising. I burst out in a praise. That's how God is. He's just loving us so much. Hallelujah. Relationships bring that. Even in the midst of chaos, the love, the joy, and the peace will overshadow. I can only speak from my experience. But I know if I'm experiencing it, God don't respect the person. His other saints are experiencing it. If we're doing what he's telling us to do, if we're following his commands, his commandments, and we're seeking after the things that are eternal, hallelujah, we got to focus on the eternal things, amen, that we cannot see, amen. And I just thank God we got to lay up treasures, hallelujah, in heaven, not on this earth, amen. If we don't walk in the commandment of love, someone else going to have, even today. If you don't walk in commandment of love today, somebody else going to get your joy before lunch. Before you eat your lunch. Walk in love. Mm. And God knows that. I thank him. Love works. Love works. That's how we can forgive. Hallelujah. And love is the culprit, the covering where joy and peace follow suit. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength to help us to go through these light afflictions, these momentary sufferings, because all of it's fleeting, all of it's passing. Amen. So we can't resent the teaching of God's word. We just have to grasp it, embrace it. Amen. Amen. His ways, hallelujah, they're not a burden to our life. They're not. We have to rejoice over, hallelujah, God's words and his commands, his precepts, his laws. Amen. That's what's worth. That's the thing that's worth living for. When you think about what's worth living for, I had that written down. What things are we living for? Let's live for eternal things. Amen. Eternal. Hallelujah. I just thank God. At this time, that's the end of the teaching and what the Holy Spirit is giving us today. Amen. I'm going to unmute. And if anyone would have a word or something to say, amen, or a prayer request, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The lines are open. Thank you, Father. If not, we're just going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah.
I want to thank you for the word. The word is light unto our feet. And the word that you gave us this morning, at least me, what I got from the word is going to carry me. And it has been enlightening some of the things that I've been dealing with in terms of the decision that we make here. We should not allow them to hold us up or hem us up, but realize that sometimes whenever you're in a relationship, it's not about you. It's about that person. And I don't want to sound, I hope I'm not sounding selfish, but you begin to look at things and Holy Spirit revealed to you that you were the one that was selected because God knew that you would go through this. And because of you, that person is taken care of. Whereas Amen. If it had not been for you, the situation probably would have been different. And that's what has come to me this week. And what you just said, it affirmed that. And I just thank God for you, and you just keep speaking and speaking the word, proclaiming it in season and out of season. It's a little early in the morning, but the 2 days that I look forward to now is the Saturday morning, the Sabbath prayer line that we have with my family on my mama's side, and this devotion and prayer time on Sunday. The 2 days are back to back. And thank you. I thank God for you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. To God be the glory. I thank him. I thank you, even for this opportunity. God be the glory to help his people. Me, included. More. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, we're just going to close out in prayer. I just thank you all for coming in and any prayer requests. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we just come before you once again and say thank you. Thank you for being who you are. You are our revelator. You are our life. You are our love. You are our joy. You are our peace. And we thank you even in situations, hallelujah, where we think, hallelujah, you know, we're being selfish, as the apostle even mentioned. But God, you're even getting the glory out of our lives through what we're doing. And we thank you for that. Continue to show yourself mighty and strong on behalf of those connected in, those that going forth today, God. You know what ahead of time, what's needed. God, we just thank you for preparing the way, making every path crooked, straight, make it straight. Hallelujah. Every rough edge, smooth it out. God, we thank you as we go forth, hallelujah, your love and your joy and your peace and going shedding the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ that's been shed abroad in our hearts. Hallelujah. Our inward being, oh God, not the pumping heart, but our inward being, God. We thank you for that gospel of light that you placed on the inside of us. Help us, God, as we go forth, not to be fearful, but to be bold in you, to proclaim your name. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go. So we're living in the last days, and we thank you time is winding down. And it's in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for your divine protection today. As we go to different services possibly, Father, we just thank you that we're going to get what you have for us once again. And we give it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And to God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless.
Praise you, Sister. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.